Audio 41. Conversation 1.
Hello.
Is that Eric Lundberg?
Yes, speaking.
Eric, this is Nicole Dupont from GBF Electronics. I'm not sure if you remember me.
Nicole, oh, hello. Of course I remember you. I haven't seen you for ages, though.
That's right. About 3 years, I think. Since you left GBF, life's been extremely hectic.
So, what have you been doing? How's work? It's good to hear from you.
Well, GBF have been keeping me very busy. I was promoted shortly after you left. And for the last 3 months, I've been commuting between France and Belgium.
Congratulations. That sounds a bit tough, though.
Yes, it is. And that's actually the reason why I'm calling. The thing is, I'm looking for someone to work with us in our business in Belgium. Someone local, so I don't have to commute. Have you made any contacts in that region?
Well, no names come immediately to mind, but I'll certainly think about it. Ah, just a minute. What about Natalie Hemery? She's lived in Brussels for years. I'm sure she'd be able to help.
Conversation 2.
José? Hey, what are you doing here?
Xavier, I don't believe it. Are you getting the flight to Lisbon too?
Yeah, I've got a meeting there. What about you?
I live there now, with my wife and kids.
I didn't know you were married. When was the last time we saw each other?
I'm not sure. It must have been at that college reunion, but that was 7 years ago.
Really? Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, what have you been up to? Are you still working in the car industry?
Where should I start? So much has happened. After the exchange program at Birmingham University, I stayed another year and worked for Nissan in their finance department. That job took me all over Europe, and on one of my trips, I met my wife Isabella in Lisbon. After that, I got a transfer and, well, I've never looked back since. What about you?
Nothing much has changed for me, but I've worked my way up in my present company. Things are going well, but I'm looking to, you know, branch out, maybe move on. Actually, I've been doing some freelance consulting recently, which is partly why I'm going to Lisbon.
That sounds interesting.
Well, it's all about making contacts. Hey, by the way, could you do me a favor? Could you put me in touch with a reputable consultancy, since you live in Lisbon now? I'm looking to collaborate with an established firm.
Let's chat about that over dinner. How long are you staying?
Conversation 3.
Good morning, Nadia. Thank you for finding the time to meet.
No problem. It's been a long time since we've been in contact, Stanislav. How's life treating you?
Well, there have been a lot of changes in the company since we last met. But I'm fine. How's business with you?
Well, pretty good, actually. Our company has secured a huge contract with Mobilitech. We've also been talking to Strauss & Co. They've just gone public, so there should be money in that one. Anyway, you mentioned changes. What's been happening?
Oh, things have been tough in the insurance field. We've been directing our attention to the online market recently. They've taken a serious number of our customers.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid that's the way things are going.
Exactly. And with that in mind, maybe I could ask you for a favor. We are looking for a collaboration with some direct insurers. You have a lot of contacts, and I wondered if...
I'm not sure.
I'd really appreciate your help.
Well, it sounds an interesting proposal. Send me the details. Here's my card. And I'll see who I know in the field. I can't promise anything, though.
No, I understand that. But thank you anyway.